Edwin, that's something new, isn't it, huh? Well, let's see. Well, we got, Herb is back here this morning. Good morning, Herb. How are you? All right? Good morning. And Aunt Polly. I like that. Yeah, good Aunt Polly. And let's see, there's Earl in there, the photographer, engineer. Yeah, Polly takes good pictures, doesn't he?
Oh, grand. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, we got a new fella here. Got a stranger here this morning on the buttons. He never gets around this time of the morning. That's Corley.
Yes, he was here once before.
Yeah, uh-huh. It took him a long time to get over it. But, I mean, how are you, Charlie?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Once a week, you know, that's about all I can do.
Yeah, once a week.
He
hasn't been here for weeks and weeks, has he? Oh,
yeah,
this. Yeah, there's one thing very important that I want to tell everybody right now, and that is that breakfast in Bedlam this morning will be interrupted at any time. They're important bulletins. So if you'll stay right tuned in here, you'll not only get the weather reports and the time and a lot of stuff, but you'll also get any bulletins that come in. So just stay tuned right in here because the program will be interrupted at any time that they come in. Now, oh, yes, the
28.
28, yes. Down a little cold this morning. Down around 28 is the temperature. Yeah, what?
I was just going to say, we better say that 28 really is the temperature.
Yeah, 28 is the temperature. Let's see what the forecast is. Increasing cloudiness with rising temperature today. Tomorrow, cloudy and somewhat colder. That's the forecasting. And we have the temperature. We have everything. Now, we're all ready to start, Polly. You give the time, then we'll have our little theme song this morning.
All right. The time is 7:02.
Yes, sir. And we say, what a beautiful morning. What a beautiful day. The sun is shining. Everything's okay. There's a bluebird singing with a song so true. Your bluebird's bringing good luck to you. All your troubles, just like bubbles, will fade away. Don't regret them, just forget them. Today's another day. What a beautiful morning. What a beautiful day. The sun is shining. Everything's okay.
And the time now is 7:03.
Yes, sir, and we start out with our first recording. Herb, that's Kay Kaiser, isn't it? That's, is that right? He shakes his head, yes. That's
he
right.
He nods his head, yes.
Yeah, he nods his head, yes. So that's what we're going to have to start out with, a recording by Kay Kaiser.
Bye-yo, the Louisiana lullaby, it's sweet and low, you sing it as you rock a bye. Bye-yo, the Louisiana lullaby, it's blue, I know, it makes the weeping willow cry.
Each night by the light of day, it's calling softly, it seems to whisper, come back with your
goodbye. I love it so. The Louisiana lullaby.
The Louisiana lullaby.
And the time, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Well, Polly, that was a good starter for the first number, was it?
Grand,
and,
grand.
Coming in with that was Bob. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hello, Bob.
Good morning. Hi. Yeah, some mail there, Bob. I want to show you after a while about the pie on a plane.
And
well, some of it's complimentary. Some of it says that, what did the one letter say there, Polly? About, Ed is sure going places with the pie on it, but they didn't say where I was going. I'm afraid to read the rest of it. I mean, it says that much anyway.
And another one said that Ed's piano playing had improved 100%. Not that it needed any improvement.
Yeah. There was some room for improvement, you mean, Bob, or what, huh?
What do you mean, some?
Oh, now it's...
Wait a minute, Bob.
It sounds natural
Christmas
now.
Christmas is coming, you know. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Well, we better have the window washer, ma'am.
Does it work with class? He shines like new, the dirty window glass, with sponge and rag. He wipes them spick and span. You ought to know that fellow Joe, the window washer man.
So, how are you?
I guess I am okay.
So, what you do?
I rub all day.
Why do you smile?
I'm happy all day long. I got my health, I got my job, and so I sing a song. When the day is bright and sunny, everything is milk and honey. Joe, he makes a lot of money. No one rubs, no one scrubs like he can. He's a joy to every lady. Keeps an eye on every baby. Life is just a bowl of gravy for the window washer man.
Past 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir. The temperature is the same, isn't it, Polly? What was that?
28.
28 is the temperature this morning. The weather forecast is increasing cloudiness with rising temperature today. That's good news, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow cloudy and somewhat colder. That kind of cancels the other good news, huh?
Well, if the temperature rises enough today and then it's somewhat colder tomorrow, it won't be so bad, huh?
Say that again. I kind of don't know.
Well, you see, the temperature's going to be warmer today.
Yes.
Rising temperature.
It's going to rise,
well,
yeah.
If it rises today,
yeah,
and then tomorrow it becomes somewhat colder, maybe it won't be any colder than it is right now, by tomorrow.
I see, but this is Monday, isn't it? I mean, yeah, yeah.
You
follow this, Bob?
I gave up.
Yeah, well, let's all give up. The temperature is 28, and now you give the time again, because I'll tell you, right after you give the time, we're going to have a transcribed announcement of our new sponsor this morning.
All right, the time right now is 10 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock.
If you need money, let Household Finance help you.
Simple to borrow.
All you do to apply for a Household Finance loan is to tell us about your problem.
No endorsers needed.
It is not necessary to ask friends or relatives to sign with you.
Loans made in 3 ways.
On your personal note, on your car, or on your furniture. Your loan will be made whichever way best fits your own situation.
Choose your own monthly payment.
Here's one example. Suppose you borrow $100. Monthly installments of $9.75 each will repay a $100 loan in full in 12 months. Or you may make smaller payments for a longer period.
The cost is reasonable.
The charge on a $50 loan repaid in 4 monthly installments is only $3.16.
Service is quick and private.
Household Finance. Household Finance.
And folks, Household Finance has 28 offices in Greater New York. Also offices in New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Now see your phone book. Now for quick information, call Vanderbilt 60520 and ask for Miss Kelly. Now let me repeat that. You call Vanderbilt 60520, Vanderbilt 60520, and be sure to ask for Miss Kelly.
There's a girl in Rio de Janeiro who sings in a cafe with a smile that's so entrancing, so sweet, so cute, so gay. When you go to Rio de Janeiro, say you'll enjoy your stay when she sings an American love song in a South American way. Ay, 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 I like you very much. Ay, 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 I think you're great. Why is it that when I feel your touch, my heart starts to beat the band? Ay, 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 I like you to hold me tight. You are too divine. If you want to be in someone's arms tonight, just be sure the arms you're in are mine. Oh, I like your lips, and I like your eyes. Would you like my hips to hypnotize you? See the moon above, way, 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 way up in the blue. See, senor, I think I fall in love, and when I fall, I think I fall for you. Ay, 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 see. Ay, 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 I can see that you're for me.
Ay, 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 ay,
ay, ay, ay, senor, I think you're terrifically, only specifically made for me. Ay, ay,
ay, ay, ay,
ay,
ay, ay,
ay, oh, senor, I think you're grand. Ay, 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 I'd like you to hold me tight. Too divine. If you want to be in someone's arms tonight, just be sure the arms you're in are mine.
See the moon up above, way, 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 way up in the blue.
The time, 15 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Yes, and that was a recording. That was the Andrews sister with the, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's very good, isn't it?
Cute.
Yeah, I see coming up here is Two in Love by Tommy Dorsey with his trombone. You know, that very pretty thing where he
the
plays.
The trombone, yes.
Yeah, where he plays the pretty.
Uh-huh. But
before we have that, Charlie brought a transcription in here this morning. He says it's awful nice, and he thought it'd fit right in here. So, supposedly we have that, and then we have the Two in Love following the transcription that Charlie brought in, huh?
All right.
He touched it in. So, Charlie, you want to go ahead and play? Is that what you want to do? Yeah. All right.
When you're pleasure-bound, take the Express. Tune in dynamic new 3-ring time coming Friday night over this station. Hear Charles Lawton, Milton Berle, Bill Goodwin, and Shirley Ross. They spell fun in any language. For instance, in Mexican...
When he sent me out here to catch Pancho Rancho, the oil rustler.
Oh, yeah? Reach for the sky, gringo.
Pancho!
Yes, Mr. Shirley Ross. Pancho. I hear your conversation with these honeydew melon with legs.
I resent that remark. By the way, I noticed you're wearing 3 belts. Why?
Well, this belt here is for my 38.
Yes?
This belt here is for my 44.
What's that one for?
To hold my pants. Well, I warn you, my 44 has hair trigger, and I am crazy for to give it a chase.
You can't frighten me with that silly dialect.
No.
Here, Pancho, take a look at this paper.
Paper? Well, what she say?
Can't you read?
I can read the writing, but I cannot read the reading.
And I'll tell you what it says.
What it say?
It's a warrant for your arrest, so you can come with me, or I'll have to kill you.
No. I always wanted to die with my boots on.
Well, you've got them on.
Yes, and are they killing me?
All right. Will you come quietly?
One moment, senor. I have the drop on you. Pancho, go outside and get on your horse.
Okay, Trick.
Why do you take so long to get here?
Well, I'm sorry. I take wrong road, get on racetrack by mistake, so I ride around it.
But that is terrible waste of time.
Oh, it's not so terrible. I ran second, paid $9.80.
Yes, and it'll pay you to listen to Three Ring Time. It'll pay you in laughs alone, not to mention the songs of Shirley Ross and the famous music of Bob Crosby and his orchestra. Just for fun, tune in Three Ring Time with Lawton, Burl, Goodwin, Ross, and Crosby. It's coming Friday night over this station.
And don't forget that time this Friday, 8:30 to 9 p.m. over this station.
And the time, 17 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. And the time, 20 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's an awful pretty recording, isn't it, huh?
That's very, very pretty. Did you want to give the temperature, Ed?
Well, I was just looking at it here.
Uh-huh.
I was just looking, it's still 28, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. It's going to be warmer very quickly, though.
Yeah.
You know why?
Increasing cloudiness with rising temperature today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's going to rise right now.
Oh, I see.
Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall. All
uh-huh.
right, Carnegie Hall. Where's Bob? Hello, Bob.
Did you see there where it does sound like it's improving? Or something? You saw that, didn't you?
Huh?
What?
You're for me now, aren't you, Bob? And you've been talking about how many shopping days for Christmas and all, huh? Yeah, well, I've been... I've been thinking about you, Bob. And I think about you this, when I saw this request come in for the pioneer. I thought, you know, after all, it's the spirit of giving, isn't it? And you had it the other day. You brought me an apple, didn't you, huh? Yeah, and you know what the tune is? This is May What Happened for Christmas to You, Bob, because I've got the spirit to you.
Is it final?
The title, yes.
I get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what it is, don't you?
Yeah, it's what I got last Christmas.
Better this way, Bob?
I like it
anyway. 7:23, and what did I tell you?
Yeah.
I told you the temperature was going up, didn't I?
Yeah, what is it now?
Well, 31.
31, good. That's well. Now, we got time for another recording right here? Well, we got the anniversary waltz, is that right? Okay.
The anniversary walk with you.
And the time? 26 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir, 26 minutes past 7 o'clock. And that means, transcriptionally speaking, it's time to shine.
It's time to shine. Shine your shoes for your lady fair. Shine your shoes and you walk on air. The sun shines east and the sun shines west. The grip and polish shines the best. The gal may burn your invitation. There's no need to buy. Cause you can win her admiration with the grip and shine. So keep your shoes shined all the time. Cause all the time is the time to shine. When you hear this familiar chime. Everybody knows it's time to shine.
Have your shoes had their shine this morning, folks? Huh? Well, keep Griffin ABC liquid wax in the bathroom cabinet, and you can shine them up in a jiffy. No brushing or rubbing necessary. All right, Polly?
The time is 27 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock, and it's time for the March of the Milestone.
Yes, sir. Here it is, Monday, December the 8th, 1941, and here are the birthdays and the wedding anniversaries. And, Polly, you read them right out of the Golden Book there, and then we'll have the March of the Milestones. All right, sir?
All right, sir.
What are you looking for?
I was looking for the weather, the temperature, you know.
Yeah, 31.
31. I thought maybe we'd better, somebody might be interested.
Yeah, it went up the fire that jumped off the piano. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, we have birthdays today for Alonzo Nance.
Yeah.
Mary Bell Hay.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Anderson.
With a gift in the compartment of his car.
James Campbell.
Yes.
Jenny Desmond.
Yeah, with a look in Juju's carriage for your gift.
Dorothy Craig.
Yeah.
Jean McCormick.
Good to see you.
Harold Reardon.
Yeah, look behind the radio for the present.
Lucille Taylor.
Yeah, present on the breakfast table. Oh, boy.
Eva Tanius.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Frederick Jennings.
Yeah, and their folks are taking them to see The Land Is Bright. Isn't that nice?
Oh, isn't that grand?
That's grand.
Daniel Frank Patalno. No.
Yeah, surprise in store for him.
Uh-huh. Kenneth Ryer.
Yeah.
Herbert Hardin.
Yeah, he wants a shotgun for his birthday. I just thought to put that in. I see it's on there.
Yeah, right. Herbert Patrick.
Yeah.
Marilyn Trumpkin.
Yeah.
Bobby Graham.
Yeah, and for Bobby, there's a gift on the fireplace.
Uh-huh. Bobby Sowers.
Yeah.
John Emmett Morris, Jr.
Yes, ma'am.
Carl Harry Halford.
Yes, ma'am.
Earl Pickle.
The girl.
Milton Kremel.
Yeah, there's a gift in his hat band. Isn't that a cute?
And Edward Sott.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of Edward?
Oh, yes, that's the one on the tricycle,
uh-huh.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And he's been listening to us practically all his life.
Yeah, he sure is.
And Dottie Gray.
Dottie Gray. Well, that's good. Now the anniversaries.
Uh-huh. And we have today Mr. and Mrs. Daniels.
Yes, uh-huh. And this is Mr. Daniels is down at Fort Eustis. That's in Virginia. First Lieutenant down there.
Isn't that grand?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. and Mrs. C.W. Rathrock.
And Polly, I want you to know that's the 60th wedding anniversary this morning. Isn't
that's
that wonderful?
And that's over in Red Lion, Pennsylvania,
yes,
you know.
60th wedding, yeah.
And Mr. and Mrs. Anthony Angelo.
All with wedding anniversaries. So that gives us our birthdays and our wedding anniversaries. Now, before we have the march, we want to tell you this is Ed East and Polly with Breakfast and Bedlam with WJZ. Most of you have heard on the program is transcribed in the party, except that very hot stuff that we play for Robert, which comes on the piano, which is alive when we're alive at this time in the morning. So that means that we're all ready for the march tomorrow. So now we've catched up on everything, Polly. All we have to have is the time, and away we go with a wonderful march this morning.
All right, and the time is 7:30. time, 27 minutes to 8 o'clock.
Yes, sir, and happy birthday to all you folks with birthdays. Congratulations on your wedding anniversaries, and may you all have many happy returns.
Exactly, 24 minutes to 8 o'clock.
Yes, sir, the temperature 31, forecast increasing cloudiness with rising temperature today, tomorrow cloudy, and somewhat colder. And that was Tis Autumn, a recording very prettily played by Dan Sabbath and his Top Hatters. And the...
Do you make it tastier yet? Entirely new taste for you wherever smokes or so. So don't delay, today's the day to get the new old gold.
What'd she know about cigarettes? Something new, so what?
Said a mouthful, sir. That Latakia leaf added to Old Gold gives you a finer tasting cigarette. Quite delightful. Try one, see.
Okay, but how come?
You see, Latakia is a rare, very flavorful tobacco, and just a touch of it heightens the flavor of all the other fine Old Gold tobaccos in the blend.
It's sort of like a good cooked seasoning.
Precisely. And
Old Gold got plenty of Latakia in the U.S.?
Lots.
What a smoke. Enough said. Say, everybody should know about new Old Gold.
One fact proves they give entirely new smoking enjoyment.
So try the new Old Gold today. You'll find them pleasanter yet than something new has been added to this famous cigarette.
Thank you.
Oh, we hit something. The new safety responsibility law that goes into effect in New York January 1st says if you're in an accident and haven't insurance, you may have to put up a lot of money as security or lose both your car registration and your driver's license.
Play safe. Don't just buy insurance.
Be wise, Aetna Eyes.
There's a representative of the Aetna Casualty Insurance Company in your community. See him or your own broker.
Yes, and that was a recording by Barry Wood, and very pretty, too. Once again, now, the temperature is 31. The weather forecast is increasing cloudiness. I guess it's a little mixed up. Increasing cloudiness with rising temperature today. Tomorrow, cloudy and somewhat colder. And now we come to the place where we have the sparkling effervescent music that comes to you with the compliments of Eno, just as soon as we can get good old Charlie over there to punch up the buttons and ring the chimes, and we'll be ready to go. All right, Charlie.
Okay, this is the National Broadcasting Company. WJZ New York, 77 on your dial.
You keep the price as a day. Green, cheerful, bright, a dash of Eno in the morning, another at night. Happy people keep on the go with three magic letters, just E-M-O, Eno.
Say, Ed.
Yeah?
Did I see you writing a letter?
Yep, I'm writing my congressman to make Mondays a holiday, you know?
You are.
Yeah. So many people wake up Monday morning feeling dull and out of sorts. Now, you know, Polly, how ordinary overindulgence can cause acid indigestion and make a fellow feel mean, you know.
Oh, yes, but, Ed, it's so easy to take Eno for that.
Well, you're right, Polly. You know, it's not so easy to change the calendar or to change people's habits, but it sure is easy when folks eat or drink or smoke more than usual, just to take a dash of Eno and a glass of water. Now, Eno tastes so swell, it's a real pleasure, and it sure does help clear up excess stomach acid and freshen a dull digestive system. Now, try a glassful of tangy, bubbling Eno this morning, folks, before you sit down to breakfast.
B-I-B-O-B-O, B-I-B-B-I-B-O-B-O,
The Don Juans had a get-together, the gathering was large, but things got duller than the weather, so Donna was took charge. She went to the piano and took her leave
for Donna,
putting it to music in a major key. Then Charlie Cook, you see, when he could get the hang, amusing everybody with the way he sang. Then Private John and Julia said they'd sing a duet, but when they started in, we saw that they were all wet.
Would you like to take a mark?
And the time, 11 and a half minutes to 8 o'clock.
Yes, and if you haven't time for minor digestive upsets these busy days, folks, just remember to keep a bottle of Pinot handy. Then when you eat in a hurry or you happen to eat and perhaps smoke and drink a little too much, take a dash of Pinot and a glass of water before you go to bed to settle excess stomach acid. And the next morning, take a slightly larger quantity for a refreshing, pleasant-tasting laxative.
My rancho pillow,
I do, for there
The time, 8 1/2 minutes to 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and you know, folks, we all make mistakes. I mean, we eat at odd times or maybe drink or smoke a little too much. But when you do, remember Eno, E-N-O, Eno, the world-known saline. Now, this sparkling effervescence makes a tangy, bubbling drink that is wonderful in taste with none of the harsh bitterness of some saline. It relieves acid indigestion as well as the unpleasant after effects of ordinary overindulgence.
So be sure to buy Eno at your druggist today. Time, exactly 6 minutes to 8 o'clock.
And remember, to keep as fresh as a daisy, cheerful and bright, a dash of Eno in the morning, another at night. Active people keep on the go with three magic letters, just E-N-O, Eno.
Well, it's time for us to be leaving yet.
Yes, sir, that's all the time we're going to have this morning. We'll be back again tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock with more Breakfast in Bedlam, more transcribed and recorded music. And, folks, we hope you all have a very happy day, a very successful day, and you'll be back with us tomorrow. Until tomorrow at the same time, this is Eddie saying so long and Polly saying...
Goodbye.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. WJZ, New York, 77 on your dial.
Your Esso reporter with United Press News, brought to you by Esso Marketers. Total war in the Pacific is spreading every minute. Japanese planes have bombed the Philippines. Thailand, British Malaya, and British Borneo have been invaded. Singapore and Hong Kong have been raided. The American fleet is ranging the Pacific and may already have brought the Japanese Navy to battle. Congress meets today to hear a personal message from President Roosevelt. The chief executive is expected to ask for a formal declaration of war on Japan and possibly on Germany and Italy as well. And now Washington is adding up the damage done in the surprise Japanese attack on Hawaii. Wait a minute, here's a bulletin just handed to me right now. The dateline is London. Britain declares war on Japan. Now the damage to the big base at Pearl Harbor, admittedly, is tremendous as bombed by the Japanese. It's reported without official confirmation that the American battleships Oklahoma and West Virginia are sunk. There are other reports, also unofficial, that up to 200 American planes were damaged on the ground at Hawaiian bases. The only official word so far is the Army announcement that 104 soldiers were killed and more than 300 wounded. Naval officers and officials in Washington say that the United States Navy and its Air Force now are in action. There are indications that a naval battle is being fought somewhere near Honolulu, but no details are available. And there's no confirmation yet of reports that a Japanese aircraft carrier has been sunk. The Berlin radio, quoting what it calls London sources, claims that the Japanese have captured the American base of Wake Island in the Pacific. This is unconfirmed elsewhere. Japanese plane struck swiftly at the Philippines this morning. The army base at Clark Field was raided, reportedly without damage. The towns of Baguio, Davao, and Tarlac were bombed. And some reports say that Japanese parachute troops have landed in the island. Meanwhile, the Japanese army struck in the Southeast Asia. Japanese troops gained a foothold on the coast of Malaya, and they're battling the British there now. The Thailand army is resisting Japanese troops, and the British claim an attempted invasion off North Borneo has been repulsed. An official announcement says that 60 persons were killed and 133 wounded in the first of two air raids made on Singapore this morning. 30 Japanese planes bombed Hong Kong. In the Strait Settlement, Malaya, and the Dutch East Indies, British and Dutch officials have rounded up all Japanese citizens. The precautions extend to the United States. New York City is girding for any eventuality. Officials do not expect an attack, but they feel that New York City is a danger zone. The Japanese aliens consider dangerous of being rounded up with 85 in custody so far. The 3rd Naval District, which includes New York Harbor, has been placed on a war footing. Forts Hancock, Tilden, and Totten have been put on the alert. An extra guard posted to protect against sabotage. On orders of Mayor LaGuardia, New York air wardens and auxiliary firemen are standing by for instructions today. And similar orders have been given New Jersey Civilian Defense Services. Special guards have been posted at LaGuardia Field and several New York and New Jersey defense factories. In many parts of the metropolitan area last night, posted at LaGuardia has it to me, the first dateline is Manila. The Navy announces that the United States Marines in the Peking and Vincent garrisons have been captured by the Japanese. And again, Manila. Reliable informants say that Pan American Airways at Manila has been notified that Guam is under Japanese siege. Pan Air's hotel and fuel tanks are aflame. Dispatches from New York, the Australian radio has broadcast that Premier Curtin has announced that Australia is at war with Japan. And just a moment ago, we had a bulletin that Britain had declared war on Japan. And from Manila, Japanese airplanes bombed five widely separated points in the Philippines today. The weather forecast locally, mostly cloudy, warmer today and tonight. But we had a bulletin that has broadcast that Premier Curtin has announced that Australia is at war with Japan. And just a moment ago, we had a bulletin that Britain had declared war on Japan. And from Manila, Japanese airplanes...